my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC ACRA.
The Dead Lecturer's performance Friday, June 25th at the Beacon Yoga Center is one of the many local events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. The Dead Lecturer's features tenor saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, poet, spoken word artist Thomas Sayers Ellis, and viola player Melanie Dyer. They're performing at the Beacon Yoga Center Friday, June 25th at 8 p.m. See the Dead Lecturers there and find out more information on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, where you can add your own event and have it read on the radio just like this at wgxc.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Now let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Georgia. I'm going into fifth grade, and I'm from Hudson.
Woo! Yeah, end of school year. Congrats. You made it.
Thank you.
Georgia and I are here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate. I'll let you do it because I'm nice.
And bookish things, of course. And we're often joined by our friends, but this week we're just the two of us. Just us two friends.
Jada, a.k.a. AJ, Mashuda, Fatia, Amelia, Lena. Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yep.
Oh, that's five people. Okay, that's actually more than I thought.
Yeah.
More, but less than I thought. It's both at the same time. In numbers, it's more. In people, it's less. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I can describe that.
Well, I will start off talking about a book that is coming out next month in July. And I know I haven't read it, first of all, but I know that George is going to be really excited about this book. And I don't know if you know what's happening because it's by one of your favorite authors. There's a fourth book in Kayla Miller's Click series coming out, and it's called Clash. And
Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you.
Oh, virtually
hugging you.
So I'll read the description for this, and then maybe Georgia can talk a little bit about what the series is like, because I've only read one of the books so far. Okay, so it's called Clash, and here's the description. Kayla Miller, the New York Times bestselling author, illustrator of Click, Camp, and Act, returns with the next chapter of Olive's story, tackling new friendships, middle school conflicts, and the importance of empathy. Olive meets Natasha. There's a new kid in town. From the moment Natasha sets foot in class, it's clear she's one of the coolest kids in sixth grade. Everyone wants to be her friend, including Olive, but things might not be so easy. Olive tries her best to befriend Nat, but it seems like the only thing they have in common is that they both want to hang out with Olive's friends. Watching as Natasha gets closer with some of her best buds, Olive can't help but worry that they're starting to like Nat more than they like her. And who could blame them? Nat is just that cool. And Olive is, well, just Olive. The New York Times bestselling author, illustrator, Kayla Miller, delivers a nuanced look at navigating middle school friendships and the importance of both empathy and respect. And that is scheduled to release on July 20th. So just a few weeks away.
I can't wait. And
so can you tell our listeners a little bit about that series?
So with the series, it is about a character named Olive, and there are three other books in the series. The first one is Click, the second one is Camp, and the third one is Act. My favorite book in the series is Act. This is just my opinion. This isn't a fact or anything, but this is definitely my opinion. The books definitely get better as the series go on. Click is my least favorite. I'd give Click a 7 out of 10 rating, probably. Then Camp, a 9 out of 10. And then Act, probably a 10 out of 10. Or like 9.9 out of 10.
Maybe That's... Clash will be a 10.
Maybe Clash will be like an 11.
What? That's off the scale.
Exactly. It'll be that good.
I hope so.
So the books are really good, and I'd recommend the series for kids probably 8 to, I think it'd be an interest of kids probably 8 to 11. I would say, usually say like 8 to everywhere, but I mean, it's not really of interest of teenagers. I think it's best for probably kids. Actually, probably more like 7 to 11. But it's a really good series, and I would definitely recommend it. The series altogether, I'd probably rate a 9.5 out of 10. It's a really good series. So read it.
Yay.
And then when you're done reading it, read the new one when it comes out.
Will do.
I'm not going to make you read it before it comes out, because I'd be asking you to do the impossible. But if I was able to ask to do the impossible, I'd ask for Kayla Miller to come to my house and drop off a copy of the new one for me. I'd also ask Shane and Hale the same. And I'd probably ask Lizzo, Dua Lipa, and all my favorite pop stars to drop by too. I'd probably be like, can you just call up Lizzo, Dua Lipa, the Kids Bop Kids, the Beatles? Could you just make George and Lennon rise from their grave? I'll accept zombies. And also, could you make Joni Mitchell come over? If I could do the impossible, that pretty great.
That'd be a cool party. You have like graphic novel authors and illustrators, pop stars, dead and alive.
Yeah, it'd be like a meet and greet. Imagine if Paul McCartney and Lizzo did a song together. I really wonder how that would turn out.
Still time. Could happen.
It could. We'll never know. Many crazy song pairs have happened. So you never know. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a book you wanted to share today?
Sure did. It is called Furia. So this is a really good book. It is kind of a romance, but it's also a lot of girl power kind of vibe. I will read the description. Oh, and by the way, I'd rate this for people probably 11 to 19. I just read it because I didn't know what like ages this really meant for. I mean, I did kind of find it. Well, the thing is, I found it at a bookstore. It was in the kids section, but I think they should definitely put it in the teenager. Yeah. So anyways, I'll read the description. In Rosario, Argentina, Camila Hassan leads a double life. At home, she's a careful daughter living within her mother's narrow expectations in the shadow of her soccer star brother and under the abusive rule of her short-tempered father. On the field, she is La Furia, a powerhouse of skill and talent. When her team qualifies for the South American tournament, Camila gets the chance to see just how far those talents can take her. But the path ahead isn't easy. Her parents would never allow a girl to play football, and she needs their permission to go any further. And the boy she once loved is back in town. Since he left, Diego has become an international football celebrity. But things have changed for Camila, too. She has her own passions and ambitions, and Furia cannot be denied. As her life becomes more complicated, Camila is forced to face her secrets and make her way into a world unprepared for the dreams of a girl like her. Furia is an achingly real and powerfully told story about family, identity, first love, and of course, football. It will resonate with anyone who has been told she can't have it all, especially those who have gone out to get it anyway. So, just for people who don't know, football in countries other than ours means soccer. So it's really a soccer story, not a football story.
So aside from that book reading a little bit old, because it's, you know, more of a teen book than a tween book, what did you think of it?
I am still reading it, actually. I'm about halfway through. It's a really good book. I like it. I mean, it's a little out of my comfort zone. It's not something that I'd usually read. Definitely not something I'd usually read, but it's good. I like trying new things.
Does it have a lot of sports action in it? Or is that more in the background?
A lot of it is romance, but I think it's probably because I've only read the first half. Mm-hmm. So I can't really tell you the entire Kive story review because I've only read around half of it. I'm sorry, that was not me. Just so happened that my fart keychain was sitting under Furia. I think it was this one. did this.
Make it happen. I couldn't actually hear it before, but now I can.
This is the one that happened.
So why do you have a fart keychain?
My dad bought it for me as a little birthday present. I loved it.
It's funny. Do you use it often?
I was actually going to regular school, not like pod. I used to collect keychains on my backpack. I think my record number of keychains was 13. I think that is my record number. And so for 2 days, I put this on my backpack to add. And I used it for 2 days. But the problem was when we all sat and the principal or one of the teachers talked to us, it is like normal to see the principal every day. The principal office was more like a bedroom. And principal's very nice. And we just call her Jenny. And we didn't use Mrs. or Miss. Just everybody. It's very casual school. I loved it. And so I had this on my backpack. And the thing is, whatever is the end of the day, we call it closing or dismissal, teacher would read a book to us or talk to us. And usually during that period, it usually lasted about 5 minutes or more like 10. It's just like while everybody started to leave. So what's so funny is I had this on my backpack. I sat on my backpack during that time. And for the 2 days that I had this on, I took it off because everybody kept staring at me. Sorry. It kept sounding like I kept farting. So it, for example, I go, and everybody would stare at me and then resume. And so I was just kind of fed up with everybody thinking that I fart was nonstop farting for 2 days. So I just kept it at home. And my little sister started playing with it, and then she spilled water on it and got that greasy, and now it's never going back. And then the part that actually attaches it to your backpack got ripped off. I think it actually might have been me. I think I like stepped on it or something. I think like my sister left it on the floor or something, and I stepped on it. So that is actually totally my fault. I just stepped on it and I heard a little. Don't worry
about it.
Well, I actually did hear, but I heard a and at the same time. And I was like, ooh, that's funky. And I looked. And yeah.
Good to know.
This is my version of a whoopee cushion. I've never actually used a real whoopee cushion before. This is shaped like a whoopee cushion. I'm going to probably stop talking about whoopee cushions and fake farts.
That's a bookish thing. Because it was under your book, you know?
Yeah, related. He's under a bookish thing.
Well, moving on, I just wanted to note that the library is going to be kicking off our summer reading program soon. And as part of that, we're going to have summer reading backpacks that kids and tweens and teens can pick up at the library. And it'll have activities and craft supplies, and kids can pick out some books as well to keep.
When?
We're starting those in July.
And we can just pick it up, just come in, no notice, pick it up or call.
Yeah, you'll be able to just come in and pick it up starting July 6th. We're also going to be at the Talk, Read, Sing Columbia end of school picnic on June 29th at Charles Williams Park. And we'll have some bags there as well. So that'll be at 4:00 on Tuesday, June 29th, Charles Williams Park. There'll be games and food, fun times. I love giving away free books. I mean, we give away free books at the library every day, but usually we want them back. But these are books that kids could just keep, so that's nice.
Imagine how much money it would be to start a library where nobody had to return the books. You would have to be like a quillionaire. Like you'd have to be a trillion quillion dollars to be able to do that.
That's why libraries are so great. I mean, I am biased, but yeah, I think I would definitely read a lot less books if it weren't for libraries. I love a good bookstore and I love buying books, but
me too.
I can't afford as many as I read.
Same.
Plus it would be wasteful because I don't want to keep every book that I read. I just want to read it. Most of them I read once and then I don't read them again.
So when I participated in the Hack the Library program a week or two ago, a few weekends ago, I got the chance to spend about an hour in the children's section, and man, oh man, I was back in my happy place for the first time in it in over a year. The children's section is probably my favorite place on earth. So it was just magical to be back there. Because, I mean, I've been at the library a lot the past few months, but it was more for programs, and that was all in the teen room, but I'm still more of a kids room kind of person. So I haven't really gotten to just go into the kids room and read all the chapter books. So man, oh man, magical.
Yay.
It was just magical for me.
The feeling is mutual. We love having people back in the library. Very exciting. Yay. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm really excited because I'm going to have a new cousin within a few days. My grandparents are visiting from Alabama, and we're just waiting and waiting for something from my aunt. And we're really excited because she's going to have the baby really soon. I'm excited, new cousin. It will be the biggest age gap I've ever gone through. 10-year age gap. 10. Yeah.
That'll be fun. I love baby cousins. I love big kid cousins too.
Yeah, I love cousins.
I was somewhere in the middle of my various cousins age-wise.
On my mom's side, I'm the oldest. I have one younger cousin on my mom's side who is 3 years younger than me. And then I'll have a new one who's 10 years younger than me. And then, so I'm the oldest on my mom's side. And then on my dad's side, I'm the second youngest. The very youngest is my sister, who's 6 years younger than me. It's a pretty big age gap for sisters. It's a very big age gap for sisters, but it's not, we aren't like most siblings with that age gap. Like, we don't argue a lot. We're besties. She's my bestie. I mean, we argue sometimes. We argue. We are sisters, but she's my forever bestie.
Aw, that's sweet.
And on my dad's side, I'm the second youngest. Zay is the very youngest. Even though I'm an older sister and the oldest cousin on my mom's side, I'm used to always being the youngest at every single thing, except for being sister. Yeah. So on my dad's side, I'm the youngest, and I have 7 cousins, all like 17 or older on my dad's side, because my dad's the youngest sibling, and then my mom's the oldest sibling. Yeah. My dad's the youngest of 3. My mom's the oldest of 3. So, yeah. It's funny, on my dad's side, there's one cousin who we always call Meg. She's my oldest cousin. She's 22 years older than me. She's way older than me. She's 22 years older, and her full name is Megan, but everybody always calls her Meg. I call her Meg. My dad calls her Meg. We all call her Meg. And then I have another cousin on the same side who's actually her sister, but what happened was my Aunt Kathy married my Uncle Adam. I love my Uncle Adam. But he has 3 daughters, one named Paige, and then twins named Megan and Caitlin. So there's a Megan and a Meg in that family. None of us ever get confused because we never call Meg Megan ever. And we never call Megan Meg. So it's that simple. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think as we're all fans of Raina Telgemeier, we really like her book, Sisters. I was thinking it'd be cool if she did a book about cousins, but I don't know what her cousin relationships were like. Yeah. Can't remember if she covers that at all in any of her books.
I wish that she'd do more of the Smile Enterprise. I really want to learn about what it's like for her in high school. I wish she released like a high school one.
Oh, that would be cool.
I also wish that Shane and Hay would do the same. Wait. She's doing that for middle school, and then hopefully she'll do a high school one too. A woo woo.
It's a cool noise. She got that on a keychain.
A woo woo.
Yeah.
A woo woo. That's my very, very excited. Well, when I'm very, very, very excited, my face goes like this, and then I start jumping and screaming.
Which in radio land sounds like a woo woo. Since facial expressions don't normally make noise.
Yeah.
But anyways, on that note, while we're excited, we'll say goodbye to everyone. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time.
Me time. Man, you said it before I could.
We'll be back next week to talk about, some more
books and bookish things. Yeah.
Until
then, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Somebody like you used to be afraid of love and what it might do. But goddamn, you got me in love again. 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 Again. So many nights my tears fell harder than. Find a way out. I never thought I'd hear my heartbeat so loud. I can't believe there's something left in my chest anymore. But goddamn, you got me.